You're listening to Native Fest, a series highlighting the art, music, writing, and culture of Native people living in Minnesota.
Bonjour, this is Opie Debadu, and you are listening to 89.9 Boys Fort Radio, KBFT 89.9 Boys Fort Radio, the heart of Net Lake, Minnesota. Ooh, ooh. Bonjour, my name is Opie Debadu. I am an enrolled member here in the Boys Fort Reservation. I reside in St. Paul, Minnesota, the Twin Cities. Oh yeah, my Indian name is Majianakwad, which means in the clouds, walks in the clouds. Very happy to be here with my people, with all y'all. I'm gonna keep jabbing.
Now you're most famous for your singing voice and your work that you've done and traveled around with Midnight Express, Iron Boy. What other groups do you sing with, and what got you into singing?
Actually, I got my start with the Boys. I was one of the original members of the Boys. Me, my brothers Hollow, Bud Day, and Charles Lasley, and Hokie Claremont. We were the original founding fathers of TBZ, and that's where I got my original start. I went from TBZ, I started singing with the Yabe Singers from Red Lake, Minnesota. I sang with them for a number of years, won quite a few championships with them, accomplished quite a bit, and from Yabe, I moved on, and we started Midnight Express. Just a lot of boys from back home, from the cities, who were proud of where we came from and wanted to showcase that, wanted to show the people that, you know, even though we're from the city, you know, that there's beautiful music there to be heard. And that's one thing that we held in one of the highest regards, is that, you know, no matter what, we represent where we come from. We're proud of where we come from. You know, even though we're enrolled members here, you know, we've lived predominantly most of our lives in the cities, and because of that, you know, wanted to show pride to that part of our lives as well.
And where has your singing taken you?
Oh man, from the East Coast, I've been in that body of water, to the West Coast, to Washington. I've been in that water, down to the Gulf of Mexico in that water. I've been blessed, grateful, fortunate to have been able to travel to all them places because of singing, because of the love I have for the drum, and because of everything that I've done as a young man into what I do today has brought me to all them beautiful places, and I've met so many beautiful, awesome people because of it. And I just want to express, you know, how grateful I am to be able to have the gift of singing.
You know, it's an honor to have you share it here with your hometown, your community.
I finally got to come home and like you said, and share it with my people, you know, where I come from. And it's been such an awesome homecoming. I can't even begin to express the gratitude I have for you, Chaz, and, you know, for getting us up here, you know, and for the people coming out and supporting us and being here and sharing with us and eating and dancing and laughing, and because that's what it's all about. That's what matters the most to us, you know, as a singer, is making the people feel good for that little bit of time. You know, if you can make somebody smile, or you can make somebody laugh, or you can make somebody cry, you know, for that moment in time, all worries go away, all stresses go away, and for them few minutes, it's a healing, it's a blessing, and that is what is the most important thing to me, and that's what matters the most, and that's what I cherish the most, is the blessing that not only that people get from us, but the blessing that we get from the people for liking our music, for enjoying it, for tapping their foot, however it is that they that they decide to honor us. You know, it's all a blessing, it's all a healing.
Thanks for listening. Native Fest was produced by the Net Lake Radio Project and was made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.